This is a HeadGum Podcast.
Man, that sunset is gorgeous.
Grill, patio, sunset. Hard to get better than that. Unless you're browsing Carvana's inventory while you soak it all in.
Oh, burger time.
So sit back, get comfortable. Carvana's got thousands of cars under $20,000 just waiting for you.
I could stay here forever.
Carvana, where car buying meets comfort, meets convenience. Download the app or visit Carvana.com today.
So I'm like, excuse me, fucking cue ball loser. No cuts, no butts, no coconuts. Back of the line, bub. And then somebody goes like, do you know who that is? That's the Dalai Lama. And I was like, I don't care if it's fucking the Dolly Barbie Dolly, you know, like, just get the fuck out of the line.
Hey, welcome to the show, Hollywood Handbook.
What up, everybody?
An insider's guide to kicking butt and dropping names in the red carpet lined back hallways of this industry we call showbiz. This is a show where we talk about movies, making them, TV, doing it. Film,
writing, acting, doing producing, doing directing, every part of industry in the Hollywood showbiz stuff, and also just lifestyle stuff about the town and things we like and don't like and people we know.
Plus music sometimes.
Plus also some stuff with music and entertainment at large. Live theater we get digging into sometimes. I mean, that's what the show is.
Today on the show, we want to talk about, we like to talk about trends. Sean and I look at trends and we notice them and we anticipate them. And one of the trends that we're seeing a lot that we like is random humor.
I can't get enough random humor. I think that it's just that sweet spot that they've been tapping into lately where they really hit you with a WTF up the side of your head and you're left just shaking, laughing and shaking your head and going, how did they come up with that? That came out of nowhere. It's so rando.
Because comedy is about...
surprise.
Well, I was gonna say it.
Yes, okay. Do it again.
Comedy's about...
it's about surprise.
And... The surprising thing about stuff that's random is that it's out of nowhere and you don't know like how they come up with that stuff.
And leave it to the pros, because I've seen some shitty attempts at YouTube to do random humor, and it's don't do it there. It's for commercials that we watch and people who actually get paid to do this shit. Relax.
And that's sort of what we want to talk about. Random humor in the wrong hands can be very unsurprising and therefore not actually that comedy.
Not random, but predictable and not funny, and so it's not good.
And so we have a segment that we really love to do on the show where we talk about some of the things that you have to remember when you're being random and when you're doing comedy in a random way. And we went through a bunch of names for it. Rando Rules, That's So Rando.
But I think what we landed on is Evan Rando. It's a tribute to our friend Evan Dando. Evan, of course, is lead singer of the Lemonheads. If you haven't listened to it, it's a shame about Ray in a while. Give it a spin. It really is a classic 90s pop song.
Right.
And he had that cool Mrs. Robinson cover.
Yeah.
And so Evan...
Not the candy. That's not songs.
No, but when we're with Evan, we are frequently watching the commercials. He doesn't like to fast forward the commercials because he loves to see what's rando that's going to come on. And his last name happens to rhyme. So sorry, Marlon Rando, but we had to go with Evan because we're a little closer with him. He didn't pull any weird shit where he sent some fucking Indian to do the Academy Awards. And I'm 1/8 Native American, so I can say that.
That was so...
remember?
Yeah.
That was rando.
That was pretty rando.
Yeah. That was Marlon Rando. If you don't know what I'm talking about, look up, just Google like Marlon Rando Sacagawea or some shit, and you'll probably fucking find this weird garbage he tried to pull on our movie celebration.
Just Google like weird freak bitch at the show.
Yeah, fucking deer skin, fucking feather uniform freako.
Hanging out. For what?
Yeah, for what, may I ask? Trying to rub elbows, get numbers from fucking Robert Downey Jr. or some shit.
In quotes.
Yeah, and yeah, Google that shit. You'll find the fucking thing I'm talking about. And ooh, so, makes me so mad as 1/8 Native American that she embarrassed us like that.
Because you send for, like, when you want to parlay with the other tribe, you send the chief or the rain stick man. You don't send...
We send a medicine man, too.
You don't send a squaw.
No. That's just not how it works. And, of course, Marlon doesn't know that.
No.
Because he, surprise, surprise, actually isn't that in touch with the earth. And that's, unfortunately, probably why he died. Now, let's get into what's rando and what's not Evan Rando, shall we?
What's rando? We watch these commercials and we watch computers and we watch all this stuff. And the thing, one of the rando rules, the thing that's so rando that we love when we see it, is stuff about riding unicorns.
Dude, unicorns aren't real. So the fact that you see a unicorn, but not just that, somebody's riding it.
Somebody's riding it, and it's like something, usually if you really want to step it up, something should be coming out of its butt.
Oh, right. And they're casual about it. The person's riding it, and they're not saying, hey, I'm riding a unicorn. How'd this happen? Mm-hmm. What they're saying is like, pass me the Skittles.
Yeah, because and what is usually coming out of the unicorn's butt, if you're really doing a good rando, is rainbows.
Yeah, a rainbow shoots out its
butt.
Or like
butt. Sometimes money.
It flies up, you know, mm-hmm. flies, impales a leprechaun on the horn, and then mm-hmm. you go like, okay, so if that's one thing that's real, then the other thing's real too, and it's killing it. It's so funny.
Or like sometimes in the animal space, two different animals are fighting each other, and yeah. that can be also super rando.
Oh, yeah. And then they talk to each other.
Uh-huh.
You cannot do that. So rando. If the animal's sitting there, it's like the last thing I expect is he's going to talk.
Yeah, like a ninja bear.
Oh, God, I'm laughing. The bear does a samurai sword move, and then he says, like, hi-ya or anything. I'm just like, okay, just roll me up and put me in the casket already because I'm just dying laughing.
And it's like, I'm, you know, I see that. And I'm buying those cookies.
Yeah, and I've got to eat them too. And I would say one thing that's major rando that I have been loving lately mm-hmm. is like a Lou Ferrigno.
Yeah, like a weird celebrity that's so fucked up that it's like, where? It's like,
okay, where'd you I get know that who you guy? Are.
Yeah.
Where have you been?
Or like a Mr. T or like a guy who's like pretty tough and it's
oh,
like.
Oh, yeah, but what he's doing is like having a tea party with like a fucking teddy bear. Oh, yeah. If it's a fucking tough wrestler and he's doing something that, like, a pussy would do, like a real little bitch, and he's fucking doing it like it's okay, I'm like, rando enough to see him, but to have him doing something rando? Hello, surprise, I'm laughing. And then at that point, I'm like, I'm gonna use this car insurance. And in the same world as, like, maybe an actor we forgot, what if your, like, commercial is, like, basically looks just like a TV show that hasn't even been on for, like, years?
Yeah, and if it's something so corny and fucked up, like Baywatch.
And it's like, this sucked, but you guys
but
know
so
that.
It's so good that, it, like, it sucks so bad, it's, like, it's the best.
Yeah.
And I love, like, sometimes how stuff is bad and that makes it just so funny and good.
So funny, dude. Oh, when it sucks, it's awesome.
It's so awesome how bad and it sucks.
Really good. And that's one thing you could do that's rando.
Mm-hmm.
And you know what we'll be saying? I think I'm going to use that kind of tractor next time. Here's one thing that is about as rando as it gets. So right now it's 2014. So if like people are using like a credit card, but it's like whatever, the 18th century, it's like, a Viking or a knight.
Oh,
dude. They didn't have those back then.
And them being like normal guy, like trying to be like normal guys, and like trying to hang out with like a hipster.
Yes, anything. Anyone from any era being in the modern stuff.
Yeah.
Dude.
Yeah.
Ultimate rando. Because a caveman, a knight, a Shakespeare guy.
Yeah.
A friggin' I said Shakespeare guy. A friggin' moon man, Eskimo. Mm. Yeah, a Chinese dude. Anything.
Like a pirate.
Or a fucking bug, like a fucking, you know, big crawling bug.
Yeah.
Like, and from any time.
Mm.
Dinosaur man.
Oh, yeah. And what about some of those commercials that are like, don't even seem like they're about the thing, you know?
Dude. At that point, the product reveals rando. What's rando is the thing
that you're...
You made yourself rando.
And then you can buy something that's rando.
Dude, that's the bravest kind of commercial, okay?
It's just like you paid money for this, but I love it.
It's just like a good small movie about whatever, like gangsters, you know, drinking coffee.
Mm-hmm.
And then at the end, it's like... Oh, and by the way, like, use our soap. It's like, oh, yeah, I think I will, because it's fucking hilarious. That's a really good way to be rando. And I don't, that's not on YouTube. You're not a soap company, you know? You're just some fucking teenage punk who thinks you could do something rando. Get out of here.
Yeah, it's not, like it. What's so good about being rando is it makes it seem like it's something you can just do. Like, without going to school or, like, having money and stuff. But it's actually really hard to do good.
It is, because those specifics have to be thought of.
Mm-hmm.
And then everyone has to agree that they're rando.
Mm-hmm.
A wizard, a cowboy. Okay? These are the kind of things that are very, very rando,
and
Evan.
It's like You think you have a great idea for something rando in a video where you're going to like marry a pizza or something. And that example is good, but you wouldn't think of that, you know, it's not, you
we
would
think
come
of
up,
that. We can't tough, think of a bad one.
We can't come up with an example for something that's not good rando, but
because we are actually wired in this totally twisted, fucked up way where it's maybe even only we appreciate these commercials. I feel like no one's talking about them.
Think of the bad version of that. Like if you had like a genie that could like summon
like
a shoot laser beams.
Yeah,
and stuff.
That's really good.
God, I can't. I'm trying.
Okay, what about you're on Jupiter, but you're like looking for your pet raccoon.
Oh, dude, that's so rando.
Yeah, that is really good. Well,
you
let's
know,
just
you
stuff
try
around,
something
like. A microphone that squirts pee on you.
See, I can't. That's really rando.
Okay, well, anyway, you guys, just think of what you would think of.
You just think
listening
of something. We don't need to give you an example. Whatever you thought of,
and you'll know it's
while
not
you were
very
trying
good
to keep up, that's the example. Just fill that in.
Or even what you thought we were going to say at the end of whatever I said the microphone was going to do, or what you would have someone doing on Jupiter, obviously
right,
looking for a pet raccoon or being friends with a walrus, doing a square dance with a walrus. That's very good.
Yeah.
But what you would have thought of is probably not that good, and definitely not that good. Evan would love these, by the way.
He would do like that laugh he does when he sees something that's so rando.
Kawha, 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 kawha.
Yeah, and his whole body is just like, he's just rolling around.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he rolls around. We have to put down a mat.
We got a great guest today. DC Pearson is here from the movies and comedy, and he's here to talk to us about the business coming right up on Hollywood Handbook.
Hollywood Handbook. sleep without a humidator.
You have to have it.
You gotta have it. And also, like, I get my 8 glasses, you know? I just wake up with a mouth full of water.
Or else you're pure toxins.
Yes, and I swallow it, and then I'm just good for the day.
Thank you.
Hey, what up? Welcome to Hollywood Handbook, an insider's guide to kicking butt and dropping names in the red carpet line back hallways of this industry we call showbiz. Speaking of kicking butt and dropping names in the red carpet line back hallways of this industry we call showbiz, we have a great guest today who does exactly that. His name is DC Pearson.
Hey, guys.
Movies, TV. Shows.
Commercial shows. Web TVs.
Books,
phone shows.
How do you? We know
do
how.
It? How? Yeah, but
we know
tell,
how.
Yes, we it's know
funny
how
you
mentioned
web TV.
Mm.
I miss that platform.
Oh, such web a good TV. Platform.
Yeah.
Oh, what are some of your favorite platforms?
Some of my favorite platforms. Mm-hmm. I think that jump out at me are internet.
Mm.
So big now.
Mm-hmm. Web.
Yes. Yeah,
that's starting to get some steam.
Verizon VCast.
Mm.
It was a thing on flip phones in 2006, kind of like you could get like video on your phone was like not really super big. It was like, oh, on your flip phone, you can get like, you know, mobisodes of Charmed.
You could only get, oh yeah, well, because there was one point too where you could only get like 10-second
mm-hmm.
videos.
Yeah, and that to me, I feel like that's more than what you need. That's why I feel like Vine is such a great thing.
Well, it seemed almost twice as long as what I wanted to watch a lot of the time.
And broadcast.com, if you remember Broadcast.
That's a great portal.
It was such a great... Well, now it's my favorite way to get to the Yahoo homepage. You just punch it in, and it takes you right to Yahoo.
Redirects.
Yes.
Well, when I'm watching my Crackle shows... on Sony Crackle.
There's a reason that crack is in the name of those.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, because they're so
like
addictive.
Snap, crackle, pop.
Because they're so addictive.
Like Rice Krispies.
And yeah, like Rice Krispies is addictive, and mm-hmm. so are the Sony Crackle shows.
Mm-hmm.
I just know that I'm in for fun.
What about players? What are some of our favorite players?
Okay.
Listen, bottom line, it's no coincidence it's called Real Player.
Yes.
It's real.
Right. It is
you're
real.
Seeing when you open a video in Real
it's
Player,
like you're inside.
You're seeing the video.
Am I wrong that they've never really improved from Winamp? I mean, am I crazy?
For the Winamp, I like.
Yeah, for the Win. Yeah, FTW for the Winamp.
Mm-hmm.
That was a great visualizer on there.
Mm-hmm.
So
I was like,
visualizer.
Yep, that's what Radiohead looks like.
Comedy Central Player is very good.
Mm-hmm.
I love the way that website works. When you go and you get to see a lot of commercials.
Mm-hmm. And then it'll stop.
And then it stops.
Mm-hmm.
And then you get up to 40 seconds of content.
Mm-hmm. And then the commercial will break in during the content. Which is weird that they stop it. On other shows, it's weird that they stop the show and then do the commercial.
Mm.
On Comedy Central Player, you just get the commercial and then, oh, I've got to hear the end of that sentence.
Well, the thing I like about a lot of TV networks' websites is like, I want to go to a place where I'm like, yeah, a lot of other websites, places like Google have figured out like, quote unquote, how to make websites. Mm-hmm. But I like the feeling that somebody whose main love was not designing websites built this thing from the ground up.
Somebody like me. I feel like I could have done it.
Yeah.
When I'm on Comedy Central, a lot of times, let's say I think I want to see half a Patrice O'Neill stand-up joke. Mm-hmm. But what I really want to see is like a commercial for Broad City or 3 commercials for it.
Mm-hmm. What's good about web advertising now is you can associate, like say, take the Geico ads with the talking paintings, the ones that talk. They talk to each other.
Yeah.
A cat.
It's a great
the
spot.
The paintings are friends, yeah.
It's a great spot.
You can associate those ads that play every time you watch a video with the feeling of getting ready to watch your video. And, mm-hmm. like, not being able to yet, you know?
Yes.
That's what I want for my brand, that anticipation and the desire to do a different thing.
Have you guys noticed this, though? That you never are buffering during the commercials, but you're always buffering during the content?
Mm-hmm.
Is that suspicious to you?
I mean, I think whatever it takes for, you know, to have, like, for corporations to have verticals.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I love when people complain about commercials. It's like, that's what pays for the fucking show.
Pays the bills. We're all selling soap, guys. We're just selling soap.
You know what I mean? The bottom line.
That's like a pretty savvy thing.
Mm-hmm. Speak on soaps. What kind of soaps do you like?
I don't personally, my girl and I, we don't use soap in our home because soap is actually corrosive. Yeah.
It actually rips your skin off.
It's a thing that was developed by companies to literally sell. So they were like, what's a thing that doesn't exist? And then they were like, soap.
Well, you need those oils.
And they were like, you need those oils. Exactly. There's a reason they're called essential oils because they're essential. And if you use soap, you get rid of them. It's like, oh, let's be less oily. It's like, no, let's be less oily in the Mideast and more oily on ourselves.
Mm-hmm. Yes. And I do use soap, but it's sort of to me, because it's so dangerous.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's sort of like an extreme sports.
Well, yeah, you have to have something. You know what I mean? It's like, okay, yeah.
You gotta do something that's bad for you.
Yeah, I can't have gluten, you know, stuff like that, but I can every now and then. Yeah, you can like indulge in like, oh no, my oils.
Yeah, no, it's something to celebrate with is just to get that soap out and just feel the adrenaline when you know you shouldn't be doing it. Well, DC, we didn't just bring you here to talk about soap. We brought you here to talk about auditions.
Mm-hmm.
Now, some people think auditions take place in the audition room, but you know that the real audition happens in the waiting room outside.
Yeah. I mean, you think about like a bullfight. Where does the real bullfight take place? Does it take place?
In the cape.
In what? I'm sorry?
The guy's got a cape on.
The guy does have a cape, but it doesn't take place in the cape.
Right.
That's
what he's saying.
Speaking of which, the cape is definitely...
No, I'm saying that's what people think.
Yeah,
right. Yeah.
The cape is a scheme that I definitely miss for sure.
Mm-hmm.
That show, you guys remember that?
That scheme?
On NBC?
Oh, yeah.
U.com?
Yeah, the cape. Yeah, he got a cape, made him a superhero.
So good. I feel like superheroes have really come alive on television. I feel like that's
their
medium that cries out for them. But a bullfight doesn't take place in the ring. Like, that's what we're all watching, but it really takes place back.
Or in the cape, yeah.
No, it doesn't take place in the cape or the ring.
Yeah.
And by ring, I do mean the arena. I don't mean, like...
The movie.
I don't mean the movie.
Okay.
For sure, it doesn't take place
But people
there.
Think that.
Some people do.
Mm-hmm.
Some people think it takes place in the original Japanese version, Ringu.
Ringu.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It takes place...
No thanks.
Mm-mm.
Not for you?
The original version? No thanks. Give me Naomi Watts and a nice bag of kettle corn.
So the audition really, like, in the waiting room, that's where everybody is jockeying. If all you're doing in the waiting room is waiting, brother, you got another thing coming.
Yeah, you're missing most of your opportunities.
Yeah, for real. Like, people just sit in the waiting room, and I see a lot of other, you know, my fellow artists on their phone.
Let's walk through the process from the beginning. People are looking at their scripts, like kind of trying to read their lines.
I walk in the door. I've just come from like a beautiful Santa Monica day. I've come east to go there. I've come from like Venice, or further Venice, and I come in and, you know, I walk in the room, I walk over to, there's like a sign-in sheet that's going to be on a table. First of all, you should...
Very useful tool.
Yeah, super useful. You should, but a useful tool like for them to keep track of who's coming in, but also a useful track for you to keep track of who your competitors are and also establish a little bit of dominance. So you walk in the room, you should look around, and even if, let's say you're going in for, I don't know, an AT&T commercial, if there's like a giant neon sign like flashing AT&T commercial audition here today, you should still be like, is this the AT&T thing?
Because you got so many things today.
Yeah, exactly. And you don't know which one of them you might have gone to. You just like started spinning the wheel of your day and you've landed on one of the many things that you've done. You've probably been reading for a pilot in front of Larry Charles. Mm. You've probably been auditioning for an industrial that's going to teach Apple employees how to make cleaner iPad screens. Mm-hmm. You've probably had a development meeting on a script that you wrote that's about like a meme. You know what I mean? You might have had a meeting on your...
Like You Mad Bro.
Yeah, You Mad Bro, or I...
When's that movie coming out?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, God willing, God bless, we'll have sold a angry Ashley Wagner GIF, the movie, to DreamWorks SKG. Actually, just DreamWorks K. I just sold it to that part of the company, the Katzenberg Skeen. And so you should... You should walk in. Is this the AT&T thing? That's going to force somebody to like look up and interact with you. Now
oh,
you have
baby.
You put them on their heels. You should be wearing. You know, a lot of people are like, oh, you should dress up for like what the part is. Like, what's the role? Like, oh, you should dress up for farmer, doctor, whatever, clown. I don't know about you guys. I don't have all that stuff. That's the costumer's job. Mm-hmm. Okay, that's when I get to the fitting, and I'm like, which of this stuff am I going to wear? So you should always be wearing like a really old jean jacket, like super, super old.
Mm-hmm. What about a cowboy hat?
It depends. It should be like distressed and it should have a Coachella related story that goes with it. All of your garments should have a story. For example, these jeans that I'm wearing were dug up in Chile. They were actually naturally occurring.
As long as you found it.
I didn't find it. Right. I purchased them.
Right, but somebody
did. Somebody should have found
them. Nobody made
them. Nobody made. Yeah, if you have clothes that somebody made.
That's unethical.
It's, I mean, karma? Is it not a thing? No, it's a thing.
Now, just quickly, would you like to do a little sort of play acting game?
Sure.
I like the opportunity to perform here. What if, let's say I'm going to pretend that I didn't write the script so I don't already know the lines, which is basically never the case. And I'm going to be sort of going over my lines quietly to myself, and you be you.
I mean,
coming
me,
into
also
the
another auditioner. Okay.
Okay.
Cool.
This phone's so big. This phone is so big. This phone's so big.
Hey, bro, where did you study?
What? Me?
Yeah, where did you study?
Oh, Juilliard.
Yeah. I know, I recognize you from there. It was a trick question. I also went to Juilliard.
Oh. Hey, what's up, man? I'm Sean.
Hey, what's up, dude? DC. I should say it like he already knows.
Right.
But I'm doing him a courtesy. I don't want to make him look bad by having to be like, you know... Oh, I already know your name. I want to say it, but I want to say it in kind of a tossed off way, like, you know.
And then they'll probably say,
for my name. Yeah, exactly. There's a thing that you can do where you can act like someone is totally your equal and your bro and somebody that you know really, really well, but you can, but while still being intensely condescending. And I think that's really, really important.
Yes, I think that is too. And I would almost say you might want your voice to be even louder.
Oh, my voice?
Yeah.
I find that I kind of let the room start to tune into me and what I've got going on, and then that's when I really crank the volume up. You know what I mean? It's like, if I'm speaking quietly, you're going to lean in. But then once you're leaned in, boom, turn up the volume.
Right,
Kristen
that's
Slater
right.
style.
We start quietly, and then once you've got me engaged, then it becomes for everyone. You know?
Yeah, exactly. That's what people don't understand. It's not just that we're all like jockeying for a position in the waiting room. The waiting room's a show. And the host, if you show up and there is no host, you look around, nobody's hosting the show, congratulations, you're Arsenio. You know what I mean?
And to that end, like for people like Sean and I, we are in the casting office and we're not. That's why when you walk into the like to the door they bring you in for the audition, it just takes you outside because the real audition was in the waiting room.
Exactly.
And we were watching for someone with leadership qualities to be on our show. We cast leaders.
Even if they don't have a kind of like police station style smoked glass mirror that the people casting the commercial are merely using to observe the waiting room, and then they're not really doing anything in the audition room because that's not really where the audition happens literally. You should want to come into the audition room with an energy off of the waiting room. Like they should hear people like laughing. They should hear somebody when you walk into the audition room be like, that guy, you know what I mean? Like you should really come in with like an almost like they're watching a sitcom on which you are both Kramer and like somebody way cooler than Kramer, and they've never seen it before, but they immediately know like that's the dude.
I always say if you can't control the attention of a waiting room full of actors trying to learn their lines, how can I expect you to control the attention of the millions of fans who are going to go see my movie and TV shows? So that's why if you see sometimes in movies, they'll show an audition and the guys are looking at a monitor of sort of the person auditioning as if that's the audition. No, that monitor's showing the waiting room.
It's showing what they just did in the waiting room.
Yeah. Yeah. When you're reading the lines in there,
right.
I already know the lines.
Exactly. Everyone knows their lines. Mm-hmm. We were all born, we don't learn anything.
Thank
we
you.
We only remember.
Yes. Speak on
so
that.
So I don't learn my lines. I only remember lines that I had forgotten that I knew.
Mm-hmm.
So like, you know, if Golden Corral is running a special right now where you can get $7.99, unlimited steak and or brisket, like, and I'm looking at those, I'm not learning the lines. I'm remembering. Oh, right. They will have that now.
Is that real? Can you do that?
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, I it's just something that it's a way to look at learning, but it's also
no.
True.
I mean the
oh
the deal.
Unlimited steak and brisket, and or brisket.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, look inside your heart, you know already.
Why is it and or?
Yeah, who picks or?
I think that there it's just a way to save money.
Because mm-hmm. it's unlimited, so if it's unlimited, if one's
that,
better than the
I
other.
I think that you have to catch the waitress, or not the waitress, but the girl at the counter that you're paying. You have to, she'll be like, okay, great. You wanted the steak or brisket. And you have to catch her and be like, steak and brisket. That's mm-hmm. just kind of a way for them to maximize their verticals.
It's like a cat and mouse kind of special that they're running.
Another thing that I wanted to talk about is when you see someone that you know in the waiting room and if you're doing it right,
okay.
there should always be someone that you know in the waiting room because mm-hmm. this town is like a family.
It really is like a small family.
It's a small family. World. I was on It's a Small World, like the ride the other day because, you know, me and some of my guys like really like to go to Disneyland because we're still
Disney.
We're still kids, you know? Yeah, exactly.
Yes.
We're still kids and that's really important
to remember. Dude, I love Disney.
And I get to go for free, so it's like I have the silver pass, so it's like why not?
Well, I'm losing money to not go.
Yeah, just go after work.
Every time, the other day I was in my car and I realized I wasn't at Disneyland and therefore was wasting money and I started screaming.
What'd you scream?
So we were Oh man.
Okay.
Fuck!
I think I was behind you.
Fuck. You know, that kind of stuff. But I actually really don't ever get that angry because I find that negative emotion is like poisonous.
Stay out of my
exactly.
life.
Seriously, you got to surround yourself with positive people and positivity, and there's no room in life.
It comes back to you.
Self-reflection, or like if somebody brings me a salad and there's a hair in it, I'm going to be like, "This was meant to be," and then I will actually yell at them and send it back. But that's because they tried to bring negative feeling into my life via
right.
that hair.
Yeah.
So I was at Disneyland and I was on that ride. It's a Small World, and I was like, "This is way bigger than Hollywood."
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Hollywood's
which
really
is like
small
a family
world.
Of like something bad happened to a bunch of the grandparents, and so they're mostly gone. It's like the single mom and
yes, the hip single mom who got pregnant as a teen, maybe.
Right.
So she's
she
still
does
pretty hot.
Have like a grandma who you can tell is like 7 years older than her,
right?
And it's actually pretty good looking for a grandma.
Yeah,
and
total, also total gilf, am I right, bros?
And also, you can probably get a lot of B stories about her learning how to hashtag the grandma.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? She doesn't quite get it, but she's getting there.
Yeah.
So if I see somebody that I know, it's really immediately important for me to engage with them. I immediately engage with the men that I know first.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, it's just like, what's up? What's up, bro? Oh, dude, how you doing? Sweet. Like, we, you know, and then we're like, I haven't seen you since. And whatever I haven't seen them since should be something where we were both paid to
a
act.
Job.
Yeah,
yes.
Exactly.
Yes. Always mention a job.
Oh, my
yes.
God. I haven't seen you since that, you know, $4 billion Microsoft campaign. That was a huge campaign. Dude, they ran that for so long. We're both telling things
dude,
we already know.
Did you get that other check like a year later when
oh
they put
God.
It on the web?
Dude, that saved my ass. That kind of thing. They were about to take away my Yamaha, but no. That kind of stuff.
And then with the women, there's usually like a weird...
Well, yeah, but that's... I'll get to that in a second, but with the with the dudes, what you should do is you should...
Hang on, Hayes.
Yeah, please. Okay. Do you guys... Now, do you guys refer to your girlfriend, your significant other? You never say that, right? You always say girl, right? We all do that, right?
Yeah.
Like, how's your girl?
My girl.
Like, if he's like, how's my girl? Because if I say girlfriend, that means like, oh, we might get married someday, and I'm not about that. I'm not about traditional labels. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Like, that's so last century. It's like, you're, you know, we don't mate for life.
And even once you are married, I think girl is still the
appropriate terminology. Well, it's like if we were married, we should have been married like by Joe Rogan in like a Vegas adjacent DMT ceremony. And it wasn't about like husband, wife. It was about like partners. Mm-hmm. But one of us has like a real macho thing going on. So,
but she wouldn't say like your boy.
No.
She would use your full name.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. She would be like my partner, my DMT, my Joe Rogan DMT partner, DC Pearson, and everyone
from,
then list my credits. Yeah. But she shouldn't have to, but right. she will. But she, when she lists my credits, she should list the name of like a giant movie that hasn't come out yet, but everybody's aware of because it's a hot project. So I'm like, you know, like Sean, if he's in the waiting room, we'll be like, how's your girl? And then I will pull out my latest iPhone and I will have like pictures of my girl like doing activities. A, looking smoking. Mm-hmm. B, doing activities.
Right. So it's like, how's your girl? It's like, so good. We were just at
exactly
X thing where you would be in a bikini.
Yeah, exactly. We were just in Ibiza. And the guy's like, oh, that's great. I went to that festival that they have there. And you're like, oh, it's, you got to go on the off season. That's really when it's like popping.
Yeah. Yeah. And you let them know, you go like, oh yeah, I used to go to that festival.
Right.
It got shitty.
It's really strong. And that's what it's about. It's about strength and, in all things. And so, yeah, let's say I say a vacation destination that you haven't been to, you should always be like, yeah, you've been there and it's so shitty, or you like know it so well that you're like, oh yeah, totally. Did you see Miguel? And you're like, I don't know him. And you're like, yeah. And then likewise, like you should know it better than he does. And likewise, if, let's say that I say a place like, oh, we were in Nepal and you haven't been there and you're like, oh, I haven't been there. The idea of someone not having been there should cause me to be like unable to speak. Like, let's do a role play. I'll say we were just in Nepal. You say we haven't been there, and then I'll react.
Okay, it's gonna be hard for me because I have been there.
That's what the craft is, and I do mean the movie. My girl and I were just in Nepal.
Oh, sorry. I need a second. Nepal? What? I haven't been there.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, I just got, like, kicked in the throat by a young Jackie Chan because you haven't been to Nepal, and the idea of anyone not having been anywhere is stupid. Make sense?
Oh, I get it. A lot of times I'll sort of pull one of these. I'll go, try telling me you haven't been to Nepal.
Okay. I'm going to, okay, yeah, okay. I'm going to make it my own, though.
Yeah, please. I was just in Nepal. Do you like it?
Whoa, haven't been to Nepal. Awkward.
Right, yeah. But what's your favorite part of it? Oh, you were serious. Oh, that's okay, man. Hey, I gotta fucking make a deuce. And then I'm Splitsville, you know?
If I'm watching in the casting office at that point and I hear you go say you gotta fucking make a deuce... I don't know if I send everyone else home then. Is it just to be polite? Do I just like?
Well, I'm like, yeah, that guy's diet is probably so good. That guy's diet probably like creates so many beneficial bacteria to his body that he's probably making fucking sick deuces.
What is it like when you see? I got on this train a while ago. Yeah. Like when you see one of the women, and now I'm sort of like,
oh yeah, you should
hear
you
about
should,
it. But it's like someone probably that you have boofed at something.
Yeah. Well, undoubtedly, Hollywood's like a family.
Mm-hmm. It's a lot like a small family.
Where they all boof each other.
Well, because it's so small.
It's so small.
Yeah, exactly.
There's not a
there's
lot
like
outside
an energy.
Of
it's
it.
One of those families where there's like an energy that everyone either has boofed, but now they're cool,
right?
Or they're on their way to boofing.
They're gonna, or they just would,
or they would, right. Yeah. Or there's like kind of a sort of like unspoken agreement, like we would, but we're both
we
in.
Would again.
Yeah, exactly. Totally.
Hotel New Hampshire.
Too scary.
Go ahead.
So it's a similar thing. Like, we should acknowledge each other, like, oh my God, I haven't seen you since we both did, you know, I don't know, that Jason Reitman stage reading of Baby's Day Out or something.
Mm-hmm.
So funny. It's so funny how bad it is. That movie, it's just like sucks. It's so funny.
Oh, God. It's so like shitty and sucks.
I love it.
I love it. I watch it.
So you should see... You should see her, and we acknowledge each other like, oh, I haven't seen you in a really long time. And then you should be like, oh, are you, you know, you should, there should just be a real energy. I think we already covered it. Like, you should have either, we definitely had sex at some point, or we would, or were probably about to.
Mm-hmm.
And you should be like, you look like dynamite. You know what I mean?
Like, you're mad.
Yeah,
how
you're
good
fucking
she looks.
Pissed. You're like, God. Damn. Fuck. You're like,
you're
my
so
fucking
mad.
Corneas are puking right now.
Yes. Definitely sexualize them for the rest of the room. And do it with
exactly.
a seemingly innocent compliment.
Right.
But make
it's
it
positive.
Very
yeah,
clear.
Exactly. Fuck, girl. Fuck.
Yeah. So it's, you've boofed.
Uh-huh.
You could boof again.
Exactly.
And right now you're thinking about pulling the trigger on it. And then I'll often go, how's your girl? Because a lot of the chicks that I'm fucking with do both styles.
Yeah. And if that was a guy, it would be gross.
Oh,
but it's a chick. Gross. So
it's fine.
Fucking...
It's fine. Legalize it.
Yeah, legalize it.
You
for
know?
Sure. No,
I have
absolutely.
No opinion on that.
No, I don't mean like, not homophobic. I think I love everyone. We're all just sort of like on this big round starship called Earth, just trying to make it. I just mean like, when girls do it, it's fucking so smoking hot, though.
So fucking
awesome.
Hot, dude.
It's definitely.
Make that the legalize that being the law.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Like when
you have to do that.
Two women are into each other sexually, it's more for me than for them. Mm-hmm. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Okay. Because they don't actually like each other. They like
the attention like, they get from me
right.
of liking
but what
each
they
other.
Really want is to
some
get
some of them take it too far.
Up. Yeah. I think they should legalize everything. Like, is it, you know, I'm a libertarian and I say like, you know, like not even no more states and stuff, just like
I think something that's super important as like a conversational topic is because kids will come up in the room like, oh, people that have kids, how's your kids? Oh, my God, dude, so great. You know, how's Jinden? How's, you know, Link, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. And if you like my girl and I don't have kids because we haven't even had our Joe Rogan DMT ceremony yet. But like it's really important that you know how you would raise your kids and that it be like super interesting.
Mm-hmm.
Like you got to have a real like strong take on parenting. Like I don't want to see the plain old like parenting like mom, dad, oh, we when they're bad, we say no, don't do that. Like I want to see like a real strong reinterpretation. I should see like the parenting equivalent of like a crazy impressionist painting.
That's a good talking point for audition waiting rooms. Is what unconventional style of parent you'll be.
Mm-hmm.
For sure. Like, it should be a strong...
What kind of music, like, do your kids like?
Oh, I can't wait. I already have, like, 90 The Pixies baby tees of various... I don't even listen to The Pixies. I just think, like, what? That kid's in Seattle in 1993? What's going on? But I think my girl and I have discussed... we're going to... I don't know if you guys have... heard about this style of parenting that's really popular in Hollywood right now. I can't think of exactly what it's called, but basically you treat babies like they're adults.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that that doesn't...
They are.
Exactly.
Like they
your,
are.
They're little
they're kind
adults.
Of your, like, they really are just basically like you, if you like couldn't speak or like
exactly.
hold your head up in the air.
Yeah.
But some people can't even do that.
Like a rattle? What's a rattle? A rattle was invented by grown-ups, not by babies.
That's our phones now. Our phones are our rattles. It's the
Seriously.
Same thing.
That's
Seriously.
Too true.
So I feel like that's already
we hold them. We all hold them.
Well, we're holding them. They're
and we
holding
like
our
them.
Attention.
Yeah.
Okay. We're talking into them.
You know,
texting on them.
Apps on
apps
them.
On them. Rattle
it's
apps.
The same thing. And they
do
make
you guys know about Waze? Have you heard about Waze?
Dude, Waze is insane. Like sometimes I just put in like the direction of where I want to go, and then it takes me there in like a totally different way than I normally have been. And then that's when I'm like, it is about the journey.
And then does that give you something to say about how you got there?
Oh, for sure.
Oh, baby. Alexis Bledel is the voice of my ways right now.
But I just wanted to say really quickly, I think that that style of parenting is already passé, because mm-hmm. I've heard that at least half of the cast of How I Met Your Mother ascribes to it. Mm-hmm. So that's already over.
Radner and company.
What my girl and I are planning on doing is Benjamin Button parenting, mm-hmm. where we immediately raise our child like he's an old, old man. And then as he ages, he's like younger. So like when he's zero, we'll treat him like he's 80 years old, and we'll like argue with him and be like, we need to put you in a home. You can't take care of yourself anymore. When he's like 10, he'll be like 70, and we'll be like, he's still got it going on, you know, et cetera, on people. Up the years. And when he's 40, he'll be 40. That will be the one time he'll be his actual.
That'll be nice.
Yeah, I'll be into that. Yeah, when we're still parenting him.
Less stressful. Now, thank you for coming in, DC.
And rate us on iTunes.
Please rate us on iTunes. Please do like our Facebook page. Mm-hmm.
And talk to us on the
forums.
We won't necessarily talk back.
No, we won't necessarily talk back or even see it. But, you know... go ahead and try. And please buy the pro version. Mm-hmm. What is the pro version giving away this week?
The pro version is DC... Who's a person?
Gautier?
Andy Neese bought the pro version this week.
Again.
And the prize is... DC Pearson reacting to your name on an audition sign-in sheet. So it's Andy Neese.
Andy Neese? One word. Chops.
Bye.
Bye.
This has been an Earwolf Media production. Executive producers Jeff Ulrich and Scott Aukerman. For more information, visit earwolf.com.
Earwolf Radio Boom.com. The wolf dead.
That was a HeadGum podcast.